Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Metallic Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MMG, and on the OTCQB under the symbol MMNGF. Shad and I are chatting with the CEO and chairman, Greg Johnson. Now, Greg, we're going to recap the news that came out on June 9th, the starting of a 10,000 meter, at least 10,000 meter drill program at the Keno Silver Project in Yukon. But before we get into that, just bring everybody up to speed on this Keno Silver Project, where it is in the Yukon. What attracted you to this project, please?
Yeah, you bet. Well, great to be back on the program, Corey. You know, we are working in the historic Keno Hill Silver District, which some of your listeners may be familiar with our neighbor, Alexco Resources. They just went back into production on one of the highest grade silver mines in the world. Q4 of last year, still ramping up, but things are looking great. They just announced, I think, a 20% expansion of their reserves. So lots happening in the district, and that's actually the third mine in Yukon to come on stream in the last year and a half. So exciting to see the industry moving forward. You know, over the last several years, we consolidated the second largest land position in the Keno District, 40 different parcels that we pulled together plus staking on our own. We've been building on the work that Alexco has done, great work in terms of understanding the controls to these large high-grade silver deposits, and bringing in some new thinking and models, to the story on our own in terms of new things we're seeing, and particularly on the eastern part of the district where much of our holdings are concentrated. So we're going into what will be our largest drill program to date at Keno Hill. Last year, we were about a 7,000 meter program. We're doing at least 10,000 meters with multi-drills this year, getting started earlier than last year. There were a lot of kind of slow startup last year with the COVID concerns and everything. This year, we've got those under our belt. We're well financed. And so, yeah, kicking off a program that we're excited to deliver on some of those new areas of discovery we identified last year, and continuing to step out and expand on some of the advanced stage targets where we're building mineral inventories.
Okay, so three general areas that are going to be the focus of this drill program. We'll walk one by one through these. Let's start with the East Keno area. It is first highlighted in that news release. I will also post a link to that news release so everyone can read along. Take us through the East Keno area. What has you excited? Where are the main targets here?
Yeah, so this is an area that historically it was recognized that the geologic setting was comparable to the central and western part where most of the historic mining has taken place in the district. But because of lack of road infrastructure until fairly recently and very patchwork land ownership, it just really hadn't seen a lot of exploration focus. So we were able to go back and build on work that was done by Alexco's predecessor in this area back in the 1960s. As far as we could tell, no one had followed up on that soil sampling and rock sampling work that they had done. And so we sent teams out a couple of years ago to start collecting the very first soils, the very first rocks, to do the first geophysics. And out of that work came 12 separate multi-kilometer high-level silver and soil anomalies and coincident magnetic geophysical anomalies. And this was really quite exciting because it demonstrated yes, we have the same geology and we can see these structures trending off of the more developed part of the district. And the scale of these anomalies, which are multi-kilometer in length, are the kind of things that, in my experience in the exploration industry, we go looking the world for. And here we found a dozen of them in our backyard in one of the best silver districts in the world. So last fall, 2020, we undertook the first drill program out here, really testing those soil and geophysical anomalies for the first time. There had never previously been a drill hole past the central part of the district. We came in here with a reverse circulation drill, recon style, and basically popped 30 holes into a variety of those anomalies and came away with 26 out of 30 hits. Not only classic high-grade Keno style stuff that's running 500 to 1,000 gram plus silver grades, but we found areas where you had continuous mineralization anywhere from 10 to 40 meters in width at potential bulk tonnage grade. So this was super exciting. it really was a proof of concept program that demonstrated, one, that the Kano District continues for at least another 10 kilometers with the same geology, and two, that there's not only the same style of mineralization that we see on the west, but potentially a bulk tonnage style here on the east. And the scale of these anomalies is suggestive that, you know, the footprints of these systems could be very significant and could be a real game changer for the district.
So approximately out of that 10,000 meters or initial 10,000 meters, how much is going to be focused on East Kano?
Yeah, we're getting started out there first. We want to follow up on that Fox target area that we drilled last year where we had those successful hits. And so that'll be the first area of drilling, starting with, a reverse circulation drill. And then we'll be adding a core drill to the more advanced stage targets in the central and western parts of the district. You know, right now it's probably about 50-50 between East Kano and the advanced stage target in terms of the meterage, but we may add a third drill if needed to cover the ground that we want to cover. And of course, we do want to test some of those untested soil anomalies based on the success we had on that Fox target last year there on the east.
Well, Greg, as far as just circling back real quick to what you said about the bulk tonnage targets, in addition to the high-grade targets, how do you see some of the drilling, especially maybe some of the discovery drilling you're doing this year on those other 10 targets you've identified, how do you see that playing in to the overall plan for the company? Could there be a scenario where the bulk tonnage targets, you've got an open pit scenario in tandem with an underground mine? Is that what's maybe informing some of the drilling decisions, and could that be an option?
That is exactly one of the elements here that's really exciting. Classic Kano would be maybe a shallow open cut, but really most of these are selective underground mines. That's certainly what Alexco is focused on. And, you know, very compact, very high grade. You don't have to move a lot of tonnage to have a lot of metal. Kano stands out in those style of systems as, you know, in the top couple of percent in the world for grade. We see those same style of structures on the east. But what we're seeing in addition is we're seeing pervasive alteration and silicification in these areas that might suggest that we have an intrusive source below those deposits. And we know now in the industry that many of the high-grade vein districts are closely associated with nearby intrusive systems, porphyry systems or what have you. It can be kilometers away, but there's almost always an intrusive driver. And what suggests to you is scale. It suggests that if you've got a system, and let's say we're deeper in the system erosionally on the east, that we might be seeing something like some of the settings that we see in some of the biggest deposits for silver in the world, like Peñasquito and other South American deposits, where you have both high-grade structures, but you also have fracture zones and breccia zones that can add up to bulk tonnage and can potentially be open pit mined. And the tenor, the grades that we're seeing in this initial round of drilling from last year on those targets is comparable to the grades that you see in some of those bulk, you know, tonnage deposits. So not the ultra high grade in terms of bulk, but grades that would be comparable to some of the biggest bulk tonnage silver mines in the world.
So just a follow-up to that then, I know most of the drilling is going to be on the zones that are pretty well laid out, but on some of the scout drilling on some of these new targets you've identified, what's the balance of the ones that are focused on more high grade and the ones that are focused more on the bulk tonnage as far as what percentage are you focused on both on this drill campaign?
Yeah, starting into this, it's probably 50-60% is going to go into these new targets just because we don't know yet if we're working on the most important areas. And so, you know, when you've got a dozen targets, we went after the biggest one to start with at the Fox area. But, you know, we've still got a number of others that are of comparable magnitude in terms of the soil response for silver over kilometers. And that's a big footprint. I mean, when we take a look at the success that Alexco's had at Birmingham, that system's, you know, about 2 kilometers long and 200 meters wide. We're looking at it, the Fox anomaly alone is 4 kilometers long and 2 kilometers wide. And so just the footprint alone is suggestive that we could have really a much larger scale system than has been seen. And with several other targets of similar magnitude, we want to get some holes in there quickly early in the season to determine whether or not those are areas that are as good as Fox or even better, understand what's the mix between high grade and maybe bulk tonnage, and really be able to focus our efforts on those areas that have the greatest potential to rapidly, you know, be step out drilled and turned into resources.
Okay, Greg, thanks for that update. Let's get back into some of these target areas. Now the West Keno target area. This is the Formo target. There's some past drilling here that came up with some very high-grade silver results over some decent widths, too. I'm seeing 4.1 meters of over 2,500 grams per ton silver. We also had 3 meters of over 3,400 grams per ton silver. Take us through the strategy here to follow up on some of these past high-grade drill results, but then also two new surface targets at this West Keno area.
Yeah, so in the Western Keno part of the district, this is the area that's had more of the historic mining. You know, there have been historically 40 different deposits discovered and mined in the Keno district, and some of the very biggest ones are here on the west. And so the Formo system sits right on an intersection between the main Hector Calumet Birmingham trend and the ELSA trend. So it's structurally, it's the right address. It's in one of the preferred host rocks, the greenstones and the quartzites being our two best, most brittle rocks where those structures rip through and can create these very high grade vein systems. And this is an area that had a high grade open pit mine right next to the highway. So great infrastructure. So what we've done is we've come in, we've offset drilled on both historic underground sampling and some historic drilling underneath that open pit, and are starting to step out along this to understand how big the system could be. So it was very exciting to see the confirmation that these zones are staying continuous, that we're stepping out, we're getting good grades over mineable widths. And in many ways, this is very similar to the early evolution of Birmingham, where you had a relatively small open pit deposit at Birmingham at surface. And as Alexco continued to drill on that, they started to understand better the scale of the system and the context of the system. And now that's in excess of 50 million ounces. So you can go from something relatively small at surface to something that could become quite large quite quickly. I think the way we tend to look at these things is if the structure's at surface, and you can sample 1,000 gram per ton silver at surface, and you're in the right rock type, it tells you you've got the ingredients for what could be a very significant system. And you just need to do that systematic exploration to continue to test that down dip.
That seems to be what the company is moving forward with here, the largest drill program to date on this Keno Silver project. Let's also touch on that third target area, Central Keno. This has the Caribou and Homestake target areas as well. Again, some high-grade silver results, not quite as high-grade as that west zone. Let's talk about this central zone. What's the strategy going to be here to expand off these other results?
Yeah, so the central part of the district has the Keno Hill mine, so the namesake mine. It number of high-grade historic areas, but hasn't had the kind of modern focus that the western part of the district has. But structurally, we look at the district and we really see this, that the central area is perhaps the most structurally complex in a good way, in that we see it being kind of the focal area. And the grades in some of these deposits historically at Keno Hill Mine, at the Lucky Queen and Sadie Ledoux were some of the highest grade in the district. And we see the scale of the system structurally as suggestive of a system that could have comparable scale and intensity to that at Birmingham. It just really is requiring more work. So we've got about 50 pierce points in the Caribou structure. These are relatively shallow, less than 100 meters depth has been tested, and probably more typically 50. So this holds out the possibility that this could even be a high-grade system that could be open pit mined. It's open to the south. We've got a 2 kilometer long high level silver and soil anomaly. So we're basically going to be designing the program here to continue to step out away from the higher grade known mineralization, build tonnage. And this is really one of the cornerstone building blocks towards an initial resource estimate here at Keno Silver.
Well, Greg, it sounds like you got your work cut out for you this year. There's a lot of exciting work at all three areas at the Keno Silver District in the Yukon. But before we wrap up today, let's move over to another project that's key for the company, and that's your La Plata project in Colorado near Durango. It's a copper, silver, gold project, and I'm sure there's some folks out there that are interested in learning, you know, is there any work going on there this year? Is there going to be any exploration that we see coming down the pipeline?
Yeah, so this one's been a bit more quiet from a market point of view. We've been bringing together a compilation of the historic data. I mean, the district here in some ways is very similar to Keno Hill. You had all this activity. There were 90 different mines and prospects, very high-grade silver and gold back in the 1800s to the 1940s. Rio Tinto and Phelps Dodge came into the district in the 50s and 60s, recognizing an exposed alkalic porphyry system, precious metal-rich porphyry system in the center of the district, and that these high-grade veins basically stretch out away from that porphyry system. So similar in some ways to our model at Keno East. The exciting thing for us is we've been able to come in. This project was held tightly by Phelps Dodge, which was purchased by Freeport up until 2002 when they sold it at the bottom of the copper market cycle to the two individuals that we've optioned it from. So it's really been off the market for 50 years. It's an alkalic porphyry system, similar geologically to Galore Creek, which is the system that our team was responsible of growing for NovaGold. Has a lot of similarities with the Bingham Canyon deposit as well to the north in Utah that's operated by Rio Tinto. So it's got the geologic fingerprints, if you will, of a very significant system. We've been going through systematically and compiling all the different data layers from satellite-based imagery to soil sampling to mapping, completed the first ground-based geophysics on this, and we now have a permit to do the first confirmatory drilling. So we'll be looking to kick off a program of confirmatory drilling here shortly. We'll have an update on the La Plata project, which I think will help illustrate why we're excited about it here, I think, in the next couple of weeks. And this is a project that I think has been under the radar for investors, but has the potential for adding significant new value in a second asset in addition to Keno.
All right, Greg, we will wrap it up there. A lot of information to take in, but really the focus, at least in the near term, this 10,000 meters, or at least initial 10,000 meters at the Keno Silver Project. If anybody has any questions or wants more information on this drill program or anything else within this company, please email me, fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get those answered for you. Greg, keep us up to date on future news. We appreciate your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks a lot, gents.